The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
H-E-A-R-H-E-R-E, no matter what you are, here to hear the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Victoria Keelan, my friend Kara Schillen. We are here together to be here so that you can hear what we hear. And do you hear what I hear? That's
good morning.
Yes, it is a good day. So that word here is an example of different types of strangeness of English, the English language. Words that sound the same, but are spelled different and mean something different. You know about those words?
Mm-hmm.
Did you learn that in first grade, second grade, third grade? When did you learn that?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Isn't it funny when you go back? When you think about what you know, and if you think about when you learned what you know, like, when did you learn how to add all those numbers? Was it early on? For some it was, for some it wasn't. When did you learn how to put a subject together with a predicate? Was that early on or not? Did you even think about it? When you're first learning how to speak, my grandson is learning words now, various words, and he doesn't know any about sentences, he just knows words. And then, after a while, start to put together sentences, but they're is a move afoot in the American education system to not have us understand what it takes to make up a sentence or to make up a paragraph or something that's organized. We're just encouraged to speak or to write, and whatever comes out is A-okay. That's the new sort of education. I don't know that I like that. I think we have to have some order and construct to not only our thoughts, to our presentation, to our explanations. And so when we talk about various things that are going on as adults, like, for example, the results of yesterday's five-state primer, primer. It was a primary, but it's the introduction to what will be a Trump candidacy for the presidency and a Clinton presidency. I was going to say president. Attempted being president. I wonder what really will happen. So I was just listening to Kara and to Victoria for a moment talk about yesterday's primary. There was nothing about this thing that was not expected. Donald Trump won and Hillary Clinton won. So looking at all of the other stuff that's being floated by the various other candidates, I think Kasich came in second, even though the deal in Pennsylvania fell apart. It was obvious Kasich, and they're trying to do something that's not going to happen. So just a moment or two on your feelings, Victoria, regarding where the political realities of the presidential campaign are at the moment.
Well, I think when Cruz and Kasich decided to become some weird dynamic duo, that was the death knell for them. And I think that
what a great way of putting it. Weird dynamic duo. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that as soon as they made that public in any kind of way, then that was the end for them. And right. It sort of, I predicted that would happen, and it did. So that just adds more fuel to the Trump fire. And I think that people are over feeling the burn now. I think Bernie Sanders is just going to drift away now.
Yep. Well, I think that. But what happens to his supporters? What happens to those of you, Kara? You voted in the Maryland primary yesterday, right?
Yeah, I did.
Did you vote for the winner or the loser?
I love it. You're always trying to back us into a corner.
I also, so I will actually answer, but I loved how yesterday when I said that I didn't want to answer and you said that that was a thing that you felt in the past, but then you still never answered us.
He didn't divulge anything yesterday.
Who I voted for in the primary?
Yeah, and I know who you voted for, but
I thought I said on the air I voted for Trump.
No, nope.
You did? You voted for Trump?
In the primary? Yeah, I did. Yep.
I'm very surprised by that.
Are you? What, you thought I was going to vote for Sanders?
No, definitely not.
You thought I was voting for Kasich?
Yeah, if anyone, I would have thought Kasich.
Well, but I'm not, I'm hoping, and then not vote for him. I'm making a statement. I don't really, Donald Trump as president doesn't excite me. What does, and neither does Bernie Sanders, but this is the backwards part of this. Having Kasich as president or Sanders or Hillary excite me less. But under the circumstances, if you play it out now, the thing that makes the most sense for Trump is to bury the hatchet with Kasich, have Kasich realize that his chances of becoming a president someday are better because Trump will be a one-termer no matter how you slice it if he is elected president.
I think Hillary would be too.
I think absolutely Hillary becomes a one-termer. The Democrats are facing the same problem that a lot of talk radio is. There's no farm team. There's nobody coming up behind. We haven't done a good job of culturing those people. Well, one of the reasons I'm encouraging you, Victoria, and Kara has a career here, is to understand that we need good people, thoughtful people, intelligent people, something to say, to come along and carry the mantle. Because, believe it or not, I will not probably be able to do this forever. I might be able to do it another 10 or 20 years. That'll be fine. But sooner or later, and that's the same with many of the older hosts. You think Limbaugh's going to live forever? He's not going to be around forever. He's going to stick it out, though, for as long as he can. And it isn't about money with him. It's about his love for doing what he does and his really strong connection with his listener base. He has an extraordinary, extraordinary connection to his listener base, more so than any other radio host that's on the air today. And more so than any radio program, frankly, that I've ever encountered or seen, especially on the national scale. There have been local hosts who have that sort of following. I can think of a number in New York City over the years, Los Angeles. But in terms of national scope, Limbaugh has done an extraordinary job. And it's in his blood. It really is. I mean, this is what this guy has been doing forever. He got fired, if you didn't know it, 3 times he got fired for being who he is. He was a newsman, and he would, after he was done with the news, he'd tell people what he thought. And the people said, "We don't want you to tell us what you think. You're a news guy. Shut up." Not unlike what happened to me. I was never a newsman. I reported on the news as part of a job at one of the stations or a couple of the stations I was at over the years. But I was, as a jock, I would talk about things that were going on locally and have an opinion about them. And the bosses always were saying to me, "Shut the up and play the music.
Play the hits."
Yeah, right. So, but that's basically what we do here. Playing the hits in terms of conversation, things that will intrigue people. You all know what's going on here. In terms of candidates. What I want to talk about in a minute is how the turnout went yesterday and the problems with voting and the reason that people want Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders is because of the mess that happened yesterday. When you went to vote in you went to Maryland because you're living in Maryland now, Kara. What was it like? Was it smooth? Was it okay at the polls?
I would say okay. That's a description of it. It was fine. I mean, there was only about 3 people there when I went in. It was around 2 o'clock, so it wasn't super busy. There wasn't any line or anything, which was good. But, you know, I pulled into the parking lot. There wasn't any signage posting, you know.
There wasn't a sign, "Welcome, Kara. Please come in and vote."
Yeah, and I mean, I just think that's it. It was like this little door going into a gymnasium. So there were, of course, people outside handing out flyers, you know, for specific candidates. And I just asked, like, okay, is this the door that I go in? And they said, yes. And I get in, and everyone was just very mumbly. You know, they would kind of point you in the right direction to go, but they didn't make it obvious.
They weren't enthusiastic.
There weren't any pens at the, because Maryland, we did it on paper, so there weren't any pens at the voting booth. And then,
what did they want you to do? Like, cut your vein and bleed on the
exactly place? Bleed for your country.
See, this is the kind of stuff that's so stupid, and this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and so I mean, it was fine. It took a couple minutes, and even my mom said she kind of had a different experience than me. So we had to scan ours. I put it in, and mine worked out fine. My mom said when she went, it was like the woman was standing right over her shoulder. There wasn't any privacy.
That is illegal.
She just felt like...
Push her out of the way.
Yeah, she felt like the woman was trying to specifically look at what she had voted for, and I was like, that's really uncalled for, very uncomfortable. Yeah.
Not uncalled for.
Is your mom in Maryland, too?
Yeah, she's also in Maryland, just in a different county than I am.
Hmm. Yeah, you wouldn't have gotten me if someone looking over my. Can you imagine me having an encounter with somebody like that? I would turn around. What are you doing in my face? This is my space. Get out of it. And we have a right to be here. No, you don't. Get out of my space. While I'm voting. It's none of your business what I'm doing.
It's just a situation where you don't really know what to do because obviously you want to be there and you want to cast your
vote.
I
just told you.
But exactly, you don't want. I don't know, to get manhandled out of there or something by pushing someone out of the way, but you should have the right to privacy.
You know what would be fun? All right, here's the next time this happens, take the ballot and run around. Don't you have a group of little boxes that are put up for sort of polling places, right? You don't have a curtain?
No. Yeah, did you have like those little metal box things that are on like a raised table?
Yeah, we had those, but the sides probably come up like a foot and a half, and then you're standing right there. But it's really anyone can kind of walk behind you, and it would be obvious if they were looking at your...
I'd take my ballot. I'd run around. I'd just run around the table a couple of times.
Yeah. It seemed a little unprofessional, but I guess I'm not surprised.
No, just run around the table a couple of times. It's okay. All right, so there's Kara's story. 18 past the hour. Oh, wait a minute. Who'd you vote for?
I voted for the winner.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
There you go. Okay, so the winners are all here. You voted for the winner also, didn't you, in New York?
I did.
Okay. Poor Bernie.
I don't dislike Bernie. I just don't think that he's a viable candidate.
No, he's got dandruff. I don't have a president who's got dandruff. Good God. 19 past the hour here on Good Day.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today. Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings. Buy one, get one free. Pursue your tone with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Or plug it and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center. This weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon. In-store and online.
1 in 4 women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime. And while most people only think of the physical effects, there's something else that occurs in 98% of all cases. Vicki Dingus, Senior Vice President, Corporate Responsibility at Allstate.
Financial abuse is an invisible weapon used by abusers to control their victims. It's the number one reason women stay in or return to abusive relationships. When denied access to money, banks, even jobs, women feel powerless to care for themselves and their children.
Despite the major role financial abuse plays in domestic violence cases, local domestic violence programs strain to provide financial services to survivors. That's why the Allstate Foundation developed a curriculum 10 years ago to help domestic violence survivors regain their financial independence.
The Allstate Foundation's Moving Ahead curriculum has helped nearly 800,000 survivors rebuild their lives. It's free and available online and through domestic violence programs across the country.
For more information or to get help, visit the Allstate Foundation's website, purplepurse.com.
Like the taste of fresh apple.
We We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 27cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 27cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 27cash.com. Type www.27cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Oh, something new and different here on Good Day, a Prince song. Wow, as this thing continues to unfold, do you have any will, Victoria?
I do not.
No, all right. Carrie, you don't have a will probably either, right?
No, I do not.
Well, I mean, you're at a stage where it doesn't really make much of a difference, but when you're in the category monetarily of Prince, it would seem like it would make sense to have a will. But he did not. Our poll today at DougStephan.com suggests the reality for lots of people, and we ask you if you have one. Prince didn't have a will. Do you have one? A, yes, I've had one for years. That would be my answer. B, I'm working on it. C, not yet. D, no, I don't think I need one. In my case, it's pretty clear what would happen to everything anyway, but I've got it scribbled out on a piece of paper someplace. And my children know where it is. As a matter of fact, I think they know where it is, and I don't remember where it is. But it's around. My lawyer has it, so I take care of things that way. But
my mom keeps insisting that I get a will.
Yeah, but your stage in life, you don't have anything yet. So who's going to fight about it? Right, right. I mean, I don't mean
no,
that to be facetious.
No, no, no. I'm laughing. It's funny.
It's true. Right. Yeah, at your stage, you don't have anything. Prince's sister, Tyka. Is that how you pronounce her name?
I think it's Tika.
It is Tika?
I think so.
She should spell it differently then. She should not spell it T-Y-K-A. It should be T-E-K.
Maybe
anyway.
It is Tyka.
Can we figure that out? Somebody ought to. I certainly don't want to offend anybody in the family. And we all know that most of the family's listening to this program. And they've started the process of dividing Prince's estate, which, strangely enough, in 5 days has increased in value $50 to $60 million.
Yeah,
gee. So the documents that are floating around suggest that there's a probate case that has to be opened up to determine how to distribute the estate, because there were a bunch of, what, I think four or five half-brothers and sisters, is that right? Under the circumstances?
Yes, and she also claimed that there are other heirs that need to be tracked down. So there are possibly other people.
So she's in it to be fair and to do
it. It kind of sounds like
smartly.
It, yeah.
It does, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, there are, he had a 10,000 square foot home or compound, if you will, and in there are thousands of unreleased songs that he either recorded or wrote. So this thing is going to go on and on and on. Somebody smart is going to get a hold of this stuff and release it intelligently, and the family continues to benefit. None of these people will ever have to work again in their lives, which may or may not have been his intention. I'm guessing he didn't think about it too much, one way or another, but he must have made it clear to his sister how, if anything happened to him, he wanted things taken care of. Meanwhile, police are refusing to rule out charges over Prince's death, criminal charges, because they are probing the doctors who may have supplied him with the drugs that were the cause of his death. But his lawyer, Prince's lawyer, said he had a clean and healthy lifestyle. He was a ferocious vegan.
Yeah.
And was very, very, very dedicated to that. Investigators,
I read he had a swear jar that all of his employees, if they swore, they had to put contribute to the swear jar.
He was a Jehovah's Witness, wasn't he?
Yes.
Very, yeah, very religious. Investigators are also looking into his affairs. I don't know whether they're looking into the women in his life or whether they're looking into his business affairs.
Mm.
The manager said he, his former manager, said he was as clean a liver as anybody he'd ever been around. So that's what makes this, I mean, you kind of, when somebody drops off because they're drug abusers, but in this circumstance, this guy wasn't. And that's what makes it so doubly tragic, I think, anyway.
Yeah.
So more on Prince as we continue here on Good Day, 28 after the hour.
You are not your thoughts. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. You are not your thoughts. You are so much more than your thoughts. If, for example, you learn something new that changes the old beliefs you had, that does not make you a different person. You are still you. You just have different knowledge. So you, the essence of who you are, is way more than any thought or set of thoughts you have. Now, why is this important to understand? Well, because it's important to understand that when others disagree with your thoughts or ideas, they are not disagreeing with the essence of who you are. They are merely disagreeing with your thoughts. And when you understand this, it makes it significantly easier to not take other people's differing opinions personally. For help being open to learning, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com and enter the secret code 400. But hurry, this deal expires this Friday. 100 colorful blooms for mom for $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 27cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 27cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 27cash.com. Type www.27cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Getting by with a lot of help from my friends. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen with a focus. I think before we were sort of back and forth on the primary yesterday, most people know the results are, the results. Okay, so we talk about the results. The results are what were predicted to have been the results. Then there are those trending stories that are a sort of a rehash of what we all think with regard. We all were thinking that Bernie Sanders' group was going to drop off, and it looks like they are, but not without a fight. So this exit poll gate, which is trending on Twitter, Victoria, give us a little background into that, will you?
Exit poll gate is a hashtag that's trending on Twitter right now, and it's very angry Bernie Sanders fans.
Mm-hmm. Angry about?
I think just the fact that he didn't win in any state in the primaries yesterday. Mm-hmm. Bernie or bust is also another hashtag that, and feeling the burn, of course, has been around for a while.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think people are Bernie Sanders fans are now kind of wondering what direction they're going to go in.
They're wandering off into the desert. Where do they go? Into the middle of a sandstorm. Okay, so there's that. But also, with the situation yesterday, some people were expected to vote and they didn't. For example, in Connecticut, the registrar of voters there said the turnout was unexpectedly light.
Since February 1st until the 25th of April, we registered 419 people. And the year before, at the same time period, we only registered 19. But then again, with the weather, like I say, as we see standing out here, it's a little bit damp and cool, cloudy, and hopefully if the rain holds off some, maybe things will pick up.
Only hundreds of people registered? I find that, I would have thought it would have been thousands of people registering to vote. Then you go next, the state of Rhode Island, state of confusion. Remember yesterday we were talking about half of the voting booths or polling places being closed. Here's a YouTuber named Jordan Sheridan talking to a resident of Rhode Island, John Marion, about problems with voting there.
Rhode Island, in terms of voting, has basically cut 66% of its polling stations since the last election.
We've seen long lines in Wisconsin, Arizona, New York. So I could understand, cutting some polling stations, but the severity that it's like my assumption is a lot of people either don't know their polling station has changed or they're going to find out and not be able to wait.
Yeah. So the big problems seem to be, from what we're hearing, are that people don't know where it is. So they're assuming it's at their local school. Most of the places that have been cut are in schools. In November, schools are closed. It's actually a state law. And tomorrow, schools aren't closed. So they pulled a lot of polling places out of schools. So people are going to show up at schools looking for their polling place, and it won't be there.
Yeah. Brilliant management on their part.
Schools are closed in Rhode Island in November?
Yeah, I don't get that either. I don't know whether you...
Can I move to... I should have gone to school in Rhode Island.
Well, I think they mean November just for Election Day.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
On Election Day,
like,
November 2nd,
yeah.
Monday. It's the first, usually election the first Tuesday in November.
Yeah.
So, all right. Here, now let's move to Pennsylvania, where we had a voter share her experience at the polls.
I walked in to the voting booth with my cell phone because I had in my memo pad names of write-ins that I was going to write in, and the guy who set up my machine for me was very adamant that I was not allowed to have my cell phone out while I was voting, and I was totally fine, so I asked for a pen and a piece of paper. And he said that they don't have any extra pens or paper. And I walked up to the table where the ladies were sitting who checked me in, who were actually really nice. And they, like, still said they wouldn't allow me to do it, even though I said, like, I'm going to put my cell phone in my purse. I just want to be able to write down some names because, you know, I had a few write-ins I wanted to write in. And I don't remember exactly which district they were running for. I don't remember the spelling of the names. I thought at the very least I'd be able to go up with a piece of paper and do my write-ins. But they said that's not allowed.
That's asinine.
Who the hell are you
to tell me that I can't bring my smartphone in? What do you do? This is none of your business.
Well, I can understand the smartphone, so you can't take pictures of things.
Why? Take a picture of your own vote.
But say...
That is illegal, isn't it, to publish a picture of a ballot? I feel like I've read something that's
such
illegal.
Nonsense.
I don't understand the not being able to take a paper up. I mean, I had the paper sample ballot that we got in the mail.
No paper and no extra pens. What the hell are you doing there? This is why people want to vote for Donald Trump, this kind of stuff.
But, you know, you're talking about this is why people want to vote for Donald Trump and I'm Bernie Sanders. But the thing I do have an issue with all the problems at the elections, but I feel like Bernie Sanders, even though he's been the one suffering, hasn't really addressed it at all. And that was one thing for me as well. I felt like, you know, people are voting for him because they want something different to happen in office, but I just felt like he wasn't going to address this kind of problem.
He sounded like a one-note samba now. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich.
And
give them free education.
All I want is someone, and I don't necessarily think Hillary Clinton is going to fulfill this either, but I just want someone who is more bipartisan. I don't want someone who's going to sit there and scream about how terrible Democrats are or how terrible Republicans are. But it doesn't seem like that's something we're ever going to get, and whether it's something that people just won't vote for or someone that the parties won't support, but it's so frustrating to not ever see a candidate like that.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And Kasich kind of started out that way, where he was all about, hey, I can do both. I can be friends with everybody. I've balanced the budget. You know, I can reach across the aisle, all that. And then that sort of didn't take off for him. And then he and Cruz team up and then become, like, super hardcore right wing. It's just everybody seems, I don't know if there's a solution ever for it either. I'm all for a third party system.
Yep.
I wish we had some
more
else.
Parties. We need more parties. Yep. You're right. Here's a host named Clarence Mitchell talking about what happened in Maryland yesterday.
The whole process of voting in Maryland has changed. We now are using paper. We have gone away from the computerized Diebold machines, which I had a problem with from day one, by the way. So when I came along, we had lever numbers. It was much easier to track exactly with paper. You know, there was a product right afterwards, sort of a little disc thing afterwards, exactly how you voted. So we've gone back to the paper. And for some people, it's been good. But for others who couldn't, like in high school when you couldn't fill in those eggs, you tried to fill them in and stay inside the circle and couldn't do it, there have been some problems. And it's expected. You know, one of the things these election officials, I think, are very good at is dealing with immediate problems. That's what they, you know, over and over again each year they have to address. But when you have a new apparatus going back into a new system, you should be ready to experience problems.
Filling in the circle? You can't do that? What happens if the ink goes outside the circle? You get a demerit.
You know,
does it not scan?
That's nonsense. Of course it scans. What did you say?
I was going to say, I thank all of my testing that I did in public school. Even though I hated it then, I'm really good at filling in bubbles.
Good for you.
We all are.
Congratulations. All right, so anyway, there's some of the stuff as a result of yesterday's primary. And the hunt goes on for votes, and the focus goes on the politicians, their families. I just wish Donald Trump would... He yesterday got off on a toot again that was fairly anti-women, and it's not necessary.
It was blatantly anti-woman. I mean, I know that now I know you're a Trump supporter, so I'll go lightly, but...
No, you have to go lightly I'm not a Trump supporter.
He was blatant.
Let's make sure you understand. I am not a Trump supporter. As for Trump, the person, I am a supporter of the things that he represents that I think are wrong with the country. I don't hold with this sort of thing. It turns me off almost to the point of thinking, well, if it was down to the two of them, unless he actually really got smart about stuff, I'd probably vote for Hillary. But back to the holding our nose and voting instead of having people really excited. I mean, a lot of people were really excited about Bernie Sanders, not necessarily for the right reason. There's got to be somebody someplace, and there is. But he doesn't want to run because he doesn't want to get into the system, which is so corrupt. That's Bloomberg. If Bloomberg were running, I would be so enthusiastic about him. He would do, I believe, so many things that we need to have done here. Whether Trump can pull out may surprise everybody. I think Trump does have a chance of winning in November. And because the country there's so much seething anger about what is going on because of everything is broken. Nothing works. And it isn't just in politics and the government. It's across the board with big businesses that have been allowed to get bigger and bigger and bigger to the point where they can't possibly perform because they're just too big. And so he represents a breaking down of that. And for me, that is what is most important right now. And having some sanity when it comes to spending, the abuses of government and the abuses of big business, he speaks to that. Hillary's not going to do anything about that. And the people around her, the problem with Hillary Clinton is it's going to be Bill Clinton redux. And I've said this many times on the air. I think I said it yesterday. Bill Clinton was one of the best presidents we've had in my lifetime, regardless of whether he's a scum as a person. The things that got done while he was president were solid, strong, and important. And because I'm a Republican, Eileen is a Republican, the reason I say that is because he stole most of Newt Gingrich's ideas. He was faster at running than Gingrich was. And so, you know, he prevailed. He's a very smart guy. And he will have that influence. Listen, his wife had an influence when he was president. He'll have an influence as she's president. It will be most of the same people. that'll be running the country. Most of the same ideas that will run the country as were was the case with Bill. And so, you know, where does it go from there? It doesn't go in a bad direction. I don't think the country falls apart because Hillary Clinton is president. No. It doesn't fall apart because because Donald Trump is president. It just doesn't do its best. We need to be at our best and doing our best, and we're just not there. And most of it is because of the corruption that has happened as a result of the Supreme Court even being corrupt. And so then you say, okay, how do we ever fix it? Like you just said a few minutes ago, how do we ever fix all of this stuff? How do we deal with the things that we know, all of us know, are wrong? And it'll be a tone that's set. And Trump doesn't set a good tone when he talks like he did yesterday about women or a woman. He just doesn't set a good tone. It's very uncomfortable for me.
It's uncomfortable for me as a woman to listen to him.
Yeah.
It's like, well, wait a second. You know, you seem to last week have tolerance when he was talking about the North Carolina transgender bathroom issue. Mm-hmm. And then he comes out yesterday and starts attacking Lena Dunham and Whoopi Goldberg. And again, he's back on Rosie O'Donnell again. Come on, dude. Move on. Stop attacking women.
Yeah.
Let's talk about fracking. Where does Donald Trump stand on fracking? Where does he stand on food labels and non-GMOs? Like, where does he stand on any of those issues?
Those are important
issues. No one knows.
By the way, fracking is when you remember the woman in the red dress in that movie? If you stood over a hole where there was fracking being done and you had a dress on, you would look like that. You don't know what I'm talking about.
No. The red dress?
It's a red dress. I'm now trying to remember what the name of that movie was. That's why. That's the only reason at the moment I wish somebody else were here that was of my age.
Who's the actress? We can look it up. We can solve this.
She was married to Steven Seagal. That I remember. And that's all I can remember. I can just see her. And I'm making the reference because when you go into the ground to do the fracking, there's a lot of natural gas that is with it as well. And there's been a criticism or a complaint about the fact that natural gas is being wasted because of the process of fracking. And what comes out of the ground, though, isn't just oil. There's a lot of gas that comes with it. And if you were, you know,
And the pollution in the water, that's one of the major issues that people who are against fracking.
Yeah, it's a big problem. All right, let's talk about another problem and fix it for you. Those of you who didn't rest well last night because your pillow is a piece of junk, a piece of garbage, a piece of trash, you want to sleep well, then the first way to address that is to make sure you have a new My Pillow. My Pillow fits you. Whatever you are as a sleeper, whether you're on a back kick or you're a sidekick or you sleep on your stomach, whatever it is that you do, My Pillow will become the perfect fit for you. And then at night, when you go to sleep and you put yourself in a position of wanting to get the most comfortable you can, you'll get this pillow to support your head or support your neck or your back or whatever it is. And that's what gives you a good night's rest, finding that right position. And My Pillow is the pillow for that because it doesn't go flat. It is made in America. It's the best pillow you could possibly imagine. And I want you to get one for your partner free. You pay for one for you, partner gets one free. Call 800-874-8985 and order your My Pillow. 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Sleep better right away. 800-874-8985. Order it right now. Use the code DS.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hour on your dad's talk time with Greg Stebbin, who is the technology expert at Men's Health Magazine. You are a part of a bigger picture here, Greg. I hope you're following us on Instagram, instagram.com/Good Day Show. I think we went away from Doug Stebbin, did we not, Victoria? It's now instagram.com/Good Day Show.
Good Day Show, yes.
Wow. Yes, right.
On Twitter and on Instagram, at Good Day Show.
Oh, I forgot to tell you that Instagram is so last year.
Really? And so apparently is Apple, because the iPhone sales have fallen off. Company's probably going out of business. Make sure you make your stock certificate out to me or to Greg Stebbin, because we'll take them off of your hands. It'll be very easy. We'll explain why people are thinking about it this way in a moment here on Good Day.
One in four women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime. And while most people only think of the physical effects, there's something else that occurs in 98% of all cases. Vicki Dingus, Senior Vice President, Corporate Responsibility at Allstate.
Financial abuse is an invisible weapon used by abusers to control their victims. It's the number one reason women stay in or return to abusive relationships. When denied access to money, banks, even jobs, women feel powerless to care for themselves and their children.
Despite the major role financial abuse plays in domestic violence cases, local domestic violence programs strain to provide financial services to survivors. That's why the Allstate Foundation developed a curriculum 10 years ago to help domestic violence survivors regain their financial independence.
The Allstate Foundation's Moving Ahead curriculum has helped nearly 800,000 survivors rebuild their lives. It's free and available online and through domestic violence programs across the country.
For more information or to get help, visit the Allstate Foundation's website, purplepurse.com.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings. Buy one, get one free. Pursue your tone with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Or plug it and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center. This weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon. In-store and online.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
56 past the hour here on Good Day. iPhone sales have declined, and so Apple says their revenue is down for the first time in 13 years. So are you going to take all of the stock that you can, or are you going to leave some for me? And Victoria and Kara.
Yeah. I'll take some, sure.
Just to put this into perspective, analysts... Well, actually, a year ago, they sold 61.2 million iPhones. Mm-hmm. And in the last quarter, they only sold 51.2 million iPhones. So that was a decline of 10 million is a pretty big number, and that's just the decline. They still sold 51.2 million iPhones. There's, I'm sure, lots of reasons for this being the case, but I don't think any of them add up to a panic of selling of Apple today. I'm sure there will be selling, but not a panic of selling.
What a ridiculous reality. how many times you look back, I did this myself, by the way, and so I'll tell you, when it came to Google, I bought Google at, I don't remember, it was like 300, went up to 346, and I sold it. And what is it now, 700 and something?
Something like that, yeah.
So,
oops.
Yeah, exactly. And the same could be said for Apple, any of these companies. IBM even is still around. And people used to say, oh, IBM is done. Nah. You have to have a little more common sense than that. All right, so then that's all there is to Apple, pretty much.
Well, right? There are sometimes, I mean, I'm clearly not a financial analyst, I'm a tech guy, but I mean, there have been times where significant companies have at some point essentially been done. And if you look back at the, you know, AOL owned the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yahoo owned the world. So there's no guarantee that Apple and Google and Facebook will be around forever.
Yeah.
But this is one quarter of results.
Today is not the day to be selling your Apple stock, folks. I think that's the bottom line here. Turner Classic Movies and the Criterion Collection launching their own subscription service. So what's going to be the result of Filmstruck?
Well, they've really identified a core niche audience of people who are just sometimes called film nerds. The real question is, as these 1,000 movies are available on this new channel, does that mean they won't be available on Hulu or Netflix or Amazon Prime?
I guess the old time will tell.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available online.